rap no more.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he is standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after American troops left. A Taliban official has announced a general amnesty for all in Afghanistan and urged women to join its government. A member of the Taliban's Cultural Commission made the comments Tuesday on Afghan state television, which the militants now control. He said the Islamic Emirate don't want women to be victims, adding that the structure of the government remains unclear. But he added that based on experience, there should be a fully Islamic leadership and all sides should join. The swift Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has news organizations simultaneously trying to cover the story, protect their journalists and families, and help people who have done work for them over the past two decades. Video of chaotic scenes from the Kabul airport were frequently repeated during news reports of the fast-developing story Monday, which President Joe Biden addressed in a speech to the nation. CNN reporter Clarissa Ward, in an interview from Afghanistan, said even Taliban fighters she had spoken to were surprised at the speed with which the country fell. This is VOA News. Tropical Depression Grace has begun drenching Haiti. Just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation, the storm on Monday added to the misery of the thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. Grace has also forced overwhelmed hospitals and rescuers to act quickly. The country's southwestern area was hit by the hardest by Saturday's earthquake. It began to see heavy rain and strong winds overnight after nightfall, and officials warned that rainfall could reach 15 inches in some areas. Haiti's capital also saw heavy rains. The storm arrived as officials raised the earthquake's death toll to 1,419. Rescuers recovered more bodies Monday from the severe flooding that devastated parts of Turkey's Black Sea coast last week, bringing the death toll to at least 77. Torrential rains battered the country's northwestern Black Sea provinces on August 11th, causing floods that demolished homes and bridges, swept away cars, and blocked access to numerous roads. U.S. experts are expected to recommend COVID-19 vaccine boosters for all Americans, regardless of age, 8 months after they receive their second dose of the shot. The goal is to ensure lasting protection against the coronavirus as the Delta variant spreads across the country. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal deliberations. An announcement was expected as soon as this week, with doses beginning to be administered widely once the Food and Drug Administration formally approves the vaccines. U.S. health officials recommended boosters last week for some with weakened immune systems. The summer surge of the highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus made for a disruptive start of the U.S. school year in many parts of the country Monday. Parents, school boards, and politicians clashed over whether students and teachers should be required to wear masks. Confusion reigned in several Texas school districts after the state Supreme Court stopped mask mandates in two of the state's largest school districts. An Arizona judge upheld a mask mandate in a Phoenix district despite a new state law prohibiting such mandates. One Colorado county posted sheriff's deputies in schools on the first day of classes as a precaution after parents protested and a last-minute mask mandate. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Vogue in Africa. Welcome to the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Starting off from Monrovia, Liberia, with the production of Stonelock Shine, Then Go Down. And right after that, Konkotiba by Top K featuring Kwame Adenkra of Ghana. And Boom Bam Boom, the sound of Empress P from Sierra Leone. But right now, Then Go Down, the sound produced by Stonelock Shine from Liberia.
I'm man, the nipper get as a ground. I'm for me and go be, I'm for me and Tunzu. 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 I'm for me and I want to see a mommy and me. No, everybody, I am in one room. He come, Contiba. I'm for me and Gopi, I'm for me and Tunzu. He come, Contiba.
See, I'll be wise, I'll be Tiasio, Minkobusi, and the Mekro Chancotia. Full two from then, Chen friend from a full year back on, so I will be our home. Oh, number I am home. Echo, I'm a busi, and each of them. We are by meeting our home. Also, by meeting area, so come in all she won't talk cage and man cry it. Oh, Conkontiba, a family and coffee, one family and too soon. Oh, Conkontiba, a swam, a swam, a swam, a pen.
And only a journey that's on the miss and ye may number in Chima. You also so soon, and you are me and a mini and me with you, me. Some of brothers and so we are.
African beats.
Oh,
Bam Boom, Empress P of Sierra Leone, beautiful music. And before that, Konkotiba by Top K featuring Kwame Adinkra of Ghana, and Dengo Down by Stone Luckshine of Liberia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, producing all the beautiful sounds from Africa for your satisfaction. Stay tuned and don't go away. When I come back, we'll take some of your messages and more good music from the continent.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now let's take some messages from Facebook and emails. This one is coming from a Facebook friend, James Ariola Smasha, and he writes, "You are too much, Mr. Dave. I am enjoying your show right now. Thank you so very much." And thank you too, James. Another message here from Facebook says, "Hello, David. It's me again, David Kyok Dick Kennedy from South Sudan. Thanks for your program. I am really enjoying it. It makes my noontime enjoyable over here in South Sudan. Hey, David, don't forget to play us some beautiful Sudanese music too, because we are also part of Africa. You got that right, bro. And I will do that. But let's enjoy some more music. This time from Tanzania's Dr. Upendo J. Bride, Nzambe. Beautiful music. And right after that, Piserema by Nyarin Mashiyamombe from Zimbabwe. And Get Up, Stand Up by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. But Nzambe right now, the sound of Dr. Upendo J. Bride from Tanzania.
Let's go. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Great God go come on the sky. He go take away everything, make everybody feel high. If you know what light be worth, you go look for your son earth. Now you see my life. Stand up.
Get up, stand up, Rocky Dauni of Ghana. Before that, Pisarema by Nyari Mashiyamumbe of Zimbabwe, and Zambe by Dr. Upendo Jibride from Tanzania. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. When I come back, more of your messages and more good music will be coming for you.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on The Voice of America. Moro Peter is writing and he says, "Hi, bro. Thanks for our African music. I'm enjoying it right here from Juba in South Sudan." Thank you so much, Moro Peter. And this one is an email which says, "Hello, African Beat. I am Livingstone B. Kazwala from Polamoliye, Guyuk local government area of Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am an ardent listener of your super show, The African Beat, for over 10 years now. But I haven't taken time to write to you nor give you a call. Today, I want to seize this opportunity to express my satisfaction with your show. Your marvelous show, David. Just to let you know that whenever you mount on that wheels of steel to send out the best of your African musical selections, be sure that you always make me feel more African. Thank you, David, for the great job. Please don't forget to put down my name in your book of life, that is, the register of the African Beat family. I will be expecting some African Beat goodies for this season. Once again, I am Livingstone B. Kazwala from Polamoliye, Guyuk local government area of Adamawa State in Nigeria." Well, thank you so very much, Livingstone. That is awesome. And we'll play something really good for you. And let's go now to music from Nigeria's Wakonzi featuring Banky W. Jangolova. And right after that, Chill by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Good Life by Naomi Achu from Cameroon. But let's enjoy Jungle Over right now by Wakonzi from Nigeria.
Johnny. Photoshop. I said I'm doubling you, Banky, yo. Chairman of the MBC, yo. You know scales and whizzy, yo. So baby girl, please believe me, yo. She says she not too like R&B. She didn't listen to what I can see. This girl, she's everything I need. I won't bring her to Lagos. So DJ up that don't tell me. Play me something that is so sweet. One baby must be follow me. Cause me and the guy, they jungle over. Me and she did my jungle over. Me and get she jungle over. Tony Peter Kwa. Otoka Lamuwe. Otokwa Lamuwe. Otoka Lamuwe. Otokwa Lamuwe. Otoka Lamuwe. Otokwa Lamuwe.
Well, it's too much activity for this party.
I wanna let you know, I'll never let you down. African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We are safe. Hey, brother, house. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid of
Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, and before that, Chill by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda, and Jangulova by Wakanzi featuring Banky W from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you from Washington, D.C., and I am David Van. Abizi from Sierra Leone sings My Baby. And right after that, Bakwetu by the late Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then we take a trip to Mozambique with Avano by Anita Makwakwa. But My Baby right now, the sound of Abizi from Sierra Leone.
Song for me, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. This song for me, baby, yeah, yeah. For this she love, baby, I go die. Now me one green, no. For this she love, baby, I go die. Now me one green, no. For this she love, baby, I go die. Now me one green, no. For this she love, baby, I go die. Now me one green, no. I'm looking for my bed. Where's my bed? Looking for my bed.
Beats.
I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Vandal by Anita Makwakwa of Mozambique. Before that, Bakwe 2 by the late Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Abizi in My Baby. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again tomorrow, I am David Vander here in Washington, saying bye-bye.